every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving weekend to y'all. Thanks for being alongside Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our longtime producer as well. And we collectively wish you and yours a very happy holiday season as we are underway. Lots of great football to watch, some family, food. Bob, Thanksgiving, yeah. One of my favorites, as you wouldn't so come to as a big surprise to you, because you know I like to eat, and this is always a good meal on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so what'd you have? Got to have the normal turkey.
You know what was interesting is it was just Gene and I this time. And So we went up and ate at a restaurant. First time I can remember doing that. Went up to Park City, Le Depot. It was fantastic. But they served the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, right. Even though it had a little bit of French twist to it. But they just, turkey stuffing. Stuffing was probably the best. Don't tell my mother-in-law. But the stuffing was unreal. And turkey gravy stuffing. And then pecan pie, Bob, for dessert.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had something for the first time for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Turducken? You
know, no. Besides all the normal stuff with the turkey and the mashed potatoes and stuffing and green beans and all that kind of thing, ham, somebody made a leg of lamb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not a lamb guy, but how was it?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah? Okay.
I like lamb.
All right.
So.
Well, this restaurant
I haven't had that for Thanksgiving before.
Yeah, I haven't either. This restaurant threw in also a little halibut. Brown butter halibut.
Ooh. It was brown butter halibut's really good.
It was unreal.
Anything brown butter.
That's true.
Really
I've discovered that's true. Brown butter chocolate chip cookies. Yes.
They're
sign
really
me
good.
Up. Yeah. So, oh man. Yeah. Good times. Lots of good food. Family. Again, wishing you and yours the happiest of Thanksgiving weekends and leading into the Christmas and holiday season. Hey, coming up, we are still partying with the fam. We're still having a good time. Hope you are as well. Thanks for taking us along. At Real Golf is where you can follow us and search Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. And give us a follow on Instagram, that same Real Golf Radio. We're going to play some of our favorite conversations we've had over the last few weeks. Todd Lewis, caught up with him at the Black Desert Championship, talked about tour and the year. Sam Hahn, all about lab. And then we'll get into the back nine, hour number two. Hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
And now, the best.
Rewind. Cue it up.
Of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
We're here with Golf Channel analyst, reporter, just all around. When you think of the Golf Channel, you think of Todd Lewis, and he's right here in Utah at the Bank of Utah Championship here at Black Desert. Todd, it's great to have you here, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. First time here in southern Utah, in St. George and Black Desert. I'm blown away by the visuals. Golf course seems amazing. Players like it, so weather's perfect. the stunning scenery. I mean, so yeah, this has been a fantastic trip.
You travel all over for these things, and you're walking the fairways. What do you kind of look at, and what do you see in the players when kind of know if they like a golf course or if they're struggling with a golf course? Is it body language? Is it scores? What do you kind of see out of these guys?
I don't think it's necessarily scores. They want to be challenged, for sure. They don't want layups. But I think more than anything, they want a golf course that rewards good shots, because that separates the good player from the average player. So I think this golf course does that. You have to be creative here. There's some blind shots, as you know. So they're trying. You got to come out and know the golf course, which is challenging for these guys because this is only the second year in existence of this golf tournament. But you know, you want the condition to be great. The greens here are fantastic. Players have been telling me the greens are. I mean, not only do they have great movement, but they're rolling beautifully. So I mean, I've heard nothing but spectacular things about this golf course, and that's one reason why I came here.
Yeah. Awesome. And then you've got this fall series, which takes on a little bit extra importance. Now that you've gone from 125 to 100, players have some real things to play for here. What's your thoughts on the changes that the tour made this year, and do you think it's working for their intended purpose?
Well, it's definitely putting a lot more pressure on these guys in the fall because you're reducing 20% of the players that can keep their card for 2026. Look, I think there is an issue in regards to traffic on the PGA Tour. That is why they reduced the number of cards, because in years past, you get into tournaments when you've got 156-man field, 144-man fields. They just simply can't finish because of daylight. And so now you reduce the number of cards, you reduce the number of players that are exempt. Yeah, that's gonna keep things flowing a little better. But you know, I think 100's a good number. I mean, if you want membership, those guys who are out, let's say 100 to 125, they're still going to get it in many events. They just can't set their schedule. But I'm not really against this move by the PGA Tour.
So you've traveled a lot of miles this year, seen majors, here in the U.S. and over in Great Britain, that kind of thing. What are some recollections that you have from the year in golf so far?
Well, the one that pops out is Rory McIlroy. I mean, he had the moment of the year. Finally, getting that demon off his back and winning a major championship and winning the one he wanted to win. That, of course, is the Masters. So that's the moment I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember not only that celebration, that release he had on 18 Sunday when he won in that playoff over Justin Rose, but fortunately, one of the things I look forward to every year is the Sunday night of the Masters. I sit across from the champion in his green jacket, and we get into a kind of a broad conversation about what just happened and what this means moving forward for him. And to hear Rory tell me, the first question I asked him was, what did you release on that 18th green? And he said, everything, a weight, relief, because it's a lot of internal pressure for him. But yeah, he had the best moment of 2025, but Scottie Scheffler just continues to show why he is the most dominant player since Tiger, in my opinion. And I find it so fascinating from his personality. When you look at the greats in all of sports, whether it's Tiger, whether it's Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, whatever, you felt like they kind of fed off the fame and the energy that was around them. Scottie Scheffler, at least from a competitive perspective, is the biggest name in our sport, but he wants to be so small as a person.
Yeah.
And I just find that to be, because, you know, it's kind of a unicorn in sports, much less golf. But man, I barring injury, which I hope nothing, of course, happens to him, I see him being a force for a long, long time.
Todd Lewis with us here at Black Desert. So let's pull the curtain back just a little bit. You go to these events. When we're watching you on TV, the guys are on the set. Let's go to Todd Lewis. You know, what are you? What have you done over the years? Is it just time? And how do you get the trust of the players and to be able to have those in-depth conversations and just be in those places? I mean, you do such a fantastic job of bringing the color to the story. Just what is that like for you? What goes into that?
Well, time is a part of it. This is my 18th year, so I've seen these guys out here a lot on the PGA Tour. They've seen me. I think the relationship that you build with a subject, be it a player, be it a coach, an agent, caddy, you name it, that doesn't necessarily start face-to-face. They all watch the Golf Channel. They all watch NBC. Those are the networks that I've been on. And when they watch, I want to make sure that they understand that, hey, I'm there to be a solid, credible citizen of facts. I don't give opinions. I'm a journalist. So that relationship starts there. Then, you know, when I have one-on-one interactions with them, I make sure that they understand that, yeah, I have a job. And I have a loyalty to our viewers, but I'm going to treat you without an agenda. One of the most uncomfortable things I hear from a player or agent that may be in a controversial setting, they'll say, hey, we'll do the interview with Golf Channel, but it's only with Todd Lewis. Now, you may think that's cool, but to me, it makes me uncomfortable because in my head, they may think, he's going to be soft on me. He's maybe going to be our PR guy. Mm. I literally have conversations with those players and say, thank you for letting me be your vessel and sitting down with me. But I have a beautiful responsibility to the viewers that I'm going to ask you tough yet fair questions without an agenda. And to their credit, every one of them said, we completely understand. So I think that, and I try to live, I feel like it's a huge privilege and an honor to have the job that I have. And I say that because I never got into this to be on TV. I have a great spirit of service. Just as much as the people here at this resort have a spirit of service for the guests, I'm the same way. People don't stumble across the Golf Channel. It's a destination channel, so they want to know what's happening at golf.
Yeah.
And I want to service them. I want to give them all the information, all the facts I can give them to make it fun and entertaining and informative as they watch the Golf Channel. So that I live by that creed for sure, and I try to service the players as well to try to be fair to them.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks.
Having said that, what's your recollection on maybe your toughest interview you've ever done?
Toughest?
I love this. People are always like, "What's your favorite? Who's your favorite person you've ever interviewed? Who's the worst person you've ever interviewed?" I'm like, That's a good question.
I tell you what was again, this is my 18th year, but one of the toughest things. Well, there's two things that come to mind. Number one, the fracture between the PGA Tour and LIV. Yeah. That was tough. I mean, that, you know, I talked to players who made the jump to LIV, and I had to ask them, you know, why did you do it? This seems like a money grab. You know, you're going to work for Saudi Arabia that doesn't have, you know, the best reputation worldwide. You know, and, you know, so you're asking those tough questions, but fair questions again.
Yes. Yeah.
Another thing that was really tough in the game of golf, if you remember, was the anchor ban by the USGA and the RNA. And there were several prominent players that you know, anchored their putter for. And so to talk to those players, Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, you know, who were adamant that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, because you had a dividing line on the PGA Tour where some said that this has got to go, and others says no, this is part of the game too. So those two, I wouldn't call them tough as much as I would call them you know, I guess controversial subjects you had to cover. Yep. And then, of course, there's Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, Tiger had some interesting things, too, in my 18 years at the Golf Channel when he hit the hydrant and such, and following that story. But, you know, it's definitely not been a boring career at the Golf Channel.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And Todd Lewis joining us here. So you mentioned Tiger. You mentioned Scotty. Stars are such a big part of the game, right? I mean, people tune in. I used to, when it was Tiger's time, they'd say, I had friends that were casual golf fans, sports fans, that would say, Tiger's in, I'm watching. With Scotty not being maybe the showman that Tiger was, can you recreate Tiger in the aggregate somewhat, or is that even necessary or a conversation to have to try to continue to, I guess, market the game or the sport to the golf and especially the sports fans?
I tell you, I'm under the belief that it's going to be challenging to have another Tiger Woods, and it's not just from an image perspective, because Tiger urbanized golf. He brought golf into the inner city. When kids were thinking about playing basketball, football, baseball, all of a sudden Tiger Woods is saying, hey, man, now I want to play golf. So he was a monumental force in sports, not just in golf. But I think because of Tiger Woods, because he made it such a global game, and because the guys who compete on the PGA Tour, and I mean, you go out there and try to find a 36-inch waist on the PGA Tour. It's not out there. They're all athletes, again, because of Tiger Woods. I think there's so much depth globally in the game. I don't know if you're ever going to have a player that's going to win as many tournaments as Phil Mickelson did, which is 45. I think that it's going to be very challenging to have a dominant player on the PGA Tour. Now, Scotty Scheffler's trending that way. He's not even 30, and he's well over 20. And so, I don't know, maybe. Or he's close to 20, I should say. And so, maybe, but it would be very challenging, in my opinion, to see that happen.
Ryder Cup just took place. There's a lot of things you could talk about with that. But let's just stick with Team USA. And you talk about 18 years. That's been pretty much all Europe as you've been out covering this. It's when I take my American golf fan hat off and I just watch what Team Europe does, it is a masterpiece in getting a team together to play. I don't want to belittle them by saying beyond their abilities, but they seem to rise to the occasion maybe better than I've ever seen in many sports. What's your take on that whole Ryder Cup scenario, and where does Team USA go from here?
Well, let's just talk about this Ryder Cup.
Okay.
I was shocked, surprised. I don't bet, but if I did, I would have put my mortgage payment on Team Europe, because I was blown away that Europe was the underdog heading into this.
Oh,
because if you look at what Europe had, first off, I think top to bottom, they are a complete team. They have more depth than Team USA did. They have more experience. They had 11 of 12 coming back from the previous Ryder Cup team for Europe. That has never happened on either team in the history of the Ryder Cup. So why they were the underdogs is shocking to me. But I think there is a different atmo, a different energy, a different emotion for Europeans towards the Ryder Cup than the Americans. I'm not saying that the Americans don't have passion for it. I'm not saying that they don't have fire for it. But it is still a little brother wanting to beat big brother mentality, chip on their shoulder from the Europeans, despite their dominance over the last two or three decades. Mm. They still feel that. And there is a camaraderie that's very challenging to explain about all those countries in Europe coming together to try to beat the United States. And look, they're all friends. They play Jupiter together and Scottsdale together, but it's amazing how united the European team is. Not to say that the Americans aren't, but it is just crazy. They have a great culture. It's just hard to explain. But I will say that for American fans, I don't think we should be arrogant and think we should be beating Europe all the time. They have some excellent players, excellent players.
But now what? For Team USA. I mean, the Keegan Bradley thing. By the way, I was probably the only one that ever predicted that Keegan would be picked to be captain. We did a little thing on the show, and they laughed at me, and then he got picked. But it put him in a tough spot. Tiger hasn't shown that he really wants it. So where do we go on a captaincy? Does that even matter?
I think Tiger's going to be the captain of the next Ryder Cup team for the United States when they go to Ireland. He's friends with J.P. McManus, which is the host in Ireland, host course. He owns the course that's going to be hosting that at Adair Manor. So he would love to be a captain there on J.P. McManus's place. But I think more than anything, he wants to be the guy that finally breaks this streak of the United States winning on European soil that hasn't happened since 1993. I mean, he loves a challenge, and I don't think Tiger has to do too much when he's in that team room. They all know the mission. They all know. They all know what Tiger Woods represents. If anything, the challenge for Tiger was to try to keep the guys loose. I don't know who Europe's going to have. Luke Donald's been such a great captain, but I think he might be passing the torch. But who knows?
How about Paulie? Again.
Paul Azinger?
Yeah. No.
Paul McGinley. I'm sorry. Yeah. It'd be sad to not have him on the live from desk. but that's a possibility. Yeah. So we shall see. You know, I don't know. But I would be surprised if Tiger is not the United States Ryder Cup captain going to Ireland.
And what are you excited about for 2026?
Well, I'm excited to, you know, we've seen some stars emerge from J.J. Spahn this year and some others. I'm excited to see who's ready to go to the next level. I think that's Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy won the Tour Championship, got the monkey off his back. He's played well in Europe. He was a force on the United States Ryder Cup team. I think Tommy Fleetwood is ready now to go from being a great player to an elite player. I see him in contention in several major championships next year, and I would be surprised if he picks off one or two in 2026.
Ah, there you go. Early predictions. I like that.
Grand Slam for Scotty.
Way too early.
I'm a Grand Slam guy. And I love the Grand Slam. Well, so Scotty for Grand Slam, U.S. Open.
U.S. Open at Shinnecock. And yeah, you're right. That's going to be the storyline. That's going to be the big storyline heading into the U.S. Open this year. That's going to be on all the major championships, actually. It's focusing on the U.S. Open, and can we have back-to-back career Grand Slam champions?
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, Todd, thanks for your time, man. It's good to see you, as always. Once upon a time, we had a chance to a little play at Augusta together, and I got real excited when I got to 12, and we had, you know, you can't have phones, but I had a little camera, and I was like, Todd, here, film this, you know, shot on 12. So he gave me the Golf Channel play-by-play as I proceeded to hit about 2 inches behind it, laid up short of Rays Creek, and made four that way. So, but those will be special memories. Todd, it's great to have you out here at Black Desert. Great work, as always. We love watching you, and thanks for your contribution to the game.
You got it, Bob. Brian, good to talk to you. Thanks.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
You know, this is a guy that we've been sort of dreaming of having on the show for the entire year now. One of the biggest stories outside of PGA Tour players, if you're thinking like Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, those kinds of stories, think about golf industry and what are the biggest stories of the year. And to me, you have to put Lab Golf at the top of the list. CEO of Lab Golf, Sam Hahn, is kind enough to spend some time with us, and I'm so stoked to have him here on the show. Sam, thanks for being here, man. Good to have you.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure to be here. It was a pleasure meeting you a few weeks ago in Utah, and I'm glad we got to set this up. This is awesome.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you the story. Now, you probably get tired. You were just talking to Bob before we started about how he probably gets tired of hearing his stories about his dad. You probably get tired of hearing stories about how people fell in love with Lab Butters.
By the way, Bob nodded yes.
Yes. No, I did not.
I never get annoyed. I love hearing everybody's journeys with Lab.
Yeah, so, stories about my dad there are quite numerous, and I love hearing them.
I'm sure.
Well, that's awesome. So I have to share this because I'm fanboying out here a little bit. But I was putting with a blade. I've had various putters over the years, but I was putting with a blade, probably one of the sexiest blades that I've ever had. Super stoked about it. And I started seeing your Instagram ads pop up. The reels were popping up. And, you know, here's Sam, and he's got the revealer. And I just looking at it, and I would tell Bob, off the air or on the air, whatever, I would be like, I'm intrigued with this little lab thing. I'm intrigued. And Bob was just looking at me like, oh, you're so hooked. Because he's seen me get, he sees how I get like with this stuff, right? So I was down at Black Desert. They had one, they had a Mez 1 Max on the rack. I'd never even putted with one. I bought it and went out to the putting green. Now here's what's interesting. I started out on the putting green with a little left to right putt. And the first putt I hit, I pulled it. And I was like, that's interesting. So I put it back down and I pulled it again. And I realized, and I hadn't even realized in all the years I'd been putting, that because I fear the little left to right miss as a right-hander, that I'm manipulating the putter. And with this putter, I didn't have to do that. I just had to set it up, trust it, let it go. And I did that and boom, ball goes right in the heart. Right in the heart. And I had probably a month of one of those, like you could have done a reel with like all of the lovey-dovey like music in the background. I had a massive honeymoon with that putter where I made, it didn't even matter. It could be on the fringe. It could be on the tee box. All I had to do was stroke it and it was going in. And I've been using it all year. It's phenomenal technology. I absolutely love it. So I just wanted to share that. And I'm sure you hear stories like that over and over again, but I'm curious what you, when you hear that, what are your thoughts? And then we'll get into kind of how this all came to be.
Well, I mean, my first thought is you got there quick, and you know, we've been you know, the company's grown so fast and its identity has changed so much in some ways, and then in other ways it's, you know, it's exactly the same. But one of the sort of new missions is that we don't want to leave people at the cash register. You know, they buy their putter and their journey with, you know, the company that they're buying for the putter typically ends when they pay for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're on, and we want to go the other route. We want to be there for people, and help them with their putting, not just their putters. And, you know, as you discovered, it sounds like real quick, it's a different thing. You know, we've been manipulating putters our entire lives, working to keep them square. And now all of a sudden you got a putter you want to let stay square instead of, you know, forcing it. So, I love hearing about people's journeys because they're all very different, you know, and as time goes on and we accumulate more data and everything, there's certain categories where you see people generally fit into as far as that first month, and some have a honeymoon, some have a hangover, myself included. You know, like the part of the story that I leave out when I talk about, you know, my first directed force putter, you know, was normally the story goes, you know, I got the putter. I was a putting, you know, psychopath beforehand and switching, you know, putters all the time just to ride a honeymoon. And then 6 weeks later, I was a +3.5. I leave out the 2 weeks in between when I got the putter and had this profound experience with it over 7 holes. And then when I first got my own, I was horrible. The worst I've ever putted in my life. I was going around in 40 putts every time, but I was so stubborn because I'd already told all my friends, like, you know, this thing is the answer. And so I played a bunch by myself for those 2 weeks, and I was there's a hole out here at Emerald Valley where our factory is. The 13th hole is this beautiful par 5 along the river. It's really a 3-shot hole, but a couple times a year I can knock it on, and I knocked it on to about 4 feet. I got a 4-foot eagle putt straight up the hill, maybe, you know, inside left, doesn't even touch the hole. Like, you know, just, and I literally fell down on the ground and looking up at the sky. And that was when I, you know, had my moment that you had, you know, a lot quicker than I did, which was, you know, if I'm missing, the whole point of what I've seen with my own eyes, with the revealer and what I experienced that first 6 hours with it, is that the putter is seeking square. It's trying to stay square by itself. So if I'm missing putts, we know it's something that I'm doing. And that's when the mentality shifted to letting it stay square. And everybody's got some version of that story.
Right.
You know, we developed some drills and stuff. You check out our YouTube channel, like, you know, kind of hangover cures, we call them. You know, and it helps a lot of people sort of unlock the technology a lot quicker.
So tell us how this all started. How did you start the company and figure this out, and it make such a big splash, especially on tour with players and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So I didn't invent the putter. And you know, I'm the mouthpiece. And so a lot of people, think it was me that came up with it, but I didn't. The guy's name is Bill Pressey, and he's, just a proper, you know, golf tragic, as my friend Phil Scott calls folks like me and others who just pound our heads against the wall in this game. But he'd been in every aspect of the game. He was a teaching professional, was a master club builder by the time he was 20, and it's a longer story, but, you know, long story short, he sort of noticed that all putters twist, you know, and we've had all kind of bought into this narrative around face balance and toe hang and all this stuff. And so he just took that as law, the same way that I did and so many other golfers. And through an unusual set of circumstances, noticed that even at address, the second you pick up the putter, it's trying to flop open, in his case with a face balance putter. So to test how putters performed just at address, it wasn't even in motion at this point, he built the first revealer out of a crutch. and some fishing wire. So he started hanging putters in a crutch, and you know, ultimately found that they all flop over the place. And he used that revealer to start drilling holes in different putters to figure out a spot where he could stick the shaft that it would at least stay square to dress, and then continue to develop the technology from there. Mm. So that's about 2014. And then I think they had patents and everything approved sort of end of 15, 16. They've got some product now, and they're, you know, developed the first head. And then August of 17, I meet up with a guy who used to teach out here, a fellow named Bob Duncan, who'd come across the putter in Australia, of all places, and said, you got to try this. And he showed me the revealer and he showed me the stuff. And I went out and holed the world over seven. I truly made 150 feet worth of putts in seven holes. And I drove right back to the clubhouse. I bought one on the spot. Already told you what happened after that for the 2 weeks. But then after those 2 weeks of hangover, I went from a one to a plus 3.5. And then the head fell off the putter. So I had to send it back. And I knew of Bill online. We'd connected on some Facebook groups and stuff. But he reached out to, you know, apologize for the head falling off and everything. And we just got to talking and became fast friends. And then a month or two after that, the existing Directed Force company was, you know, just going to close its doors. They couldn't get anything going. And, you know, it's one thing to have an invention, and even one as profound as Bill's invention, but, you know, the getting it into people's hands and actually making a profit is hard. And so I partnered with Bill. We bought out my brother and my dad bought out his existing partners it's coming up on a year that the first conversation I had with my brother and with my dad was Thanksgiving of 2017. Mm. And then the partnership was official April 2018.
There you go. Sam Hahn, CEO at Lab Golf. So you took this concept. Now you've got this thing. What was it about it? What was it that you said, hey, this is something that is going to be successful? Because that's a huge entrepreneurial risk at that point in time, right? I mean, this is a company that already tried and somewhat had failed, and here you come along and have the opportunity to kind of take the next step with it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as I look back on it, like, you know, I'm a very obsessive and very impulsive person, and my personal experience with it was insane. I mean, it was totally insane. That was the best golf I ever played. I got to plus 3.5 is as low as I've ever been, and like, I wasn't even hitting it particularly well at the time. And you know, as I mentioned before, like, I was crazy with putters. I had 50 in my basement. I was tweaking them and bending them and cutting them and lead taping them and re-gripping them. I mean, just anything. And like, nothing felt quite right. And there was always sort of some internal, conflict around my relationship with that narrative I mentioned a minute ago around face balance and toe hang and what kind of, you know, stroke they were supposed to be good for, because my experience didn't line up with that. Mm. And then, you know, once I kind of got the hang of the Reno 2.1 is what the DF was called at the time. All of a sudden putting became like every other stroke sport that I played that I was good at. Like, I'm good at darts. I'm good at pool. I'm good at bowling. And all of these things, I'm just focusing on a target and reacting to it, where putting, I was just so psychotically stroke conscious. And then, you know, 3-4 weeks into my life with the Reno 2.1, all I think about is a target. I just pull the putter back and, you know, swing the head vaguely at the target, and the ball would just go where I was looking. So I was adept enough at equipment in general and analyzing it and everything that I knew that this was a big deal. And then from there, I kind of got to apply some of my previous life experience as a promoter in the music business, but also I was in politics, where, you know, the task in politics is changing people's minds. And that's what we had to do. We had the world's ugliest putter. It was ridiculous. It looked crappy. It sounded crappy. It just felt weird. It was just not, you know, made for prime time, but it worked. And so, you know, the task became trying to open people's minds. And then in those really early years, one after another, over and over and over again, people having the exact same experience that I did. And that's when, you know, it was clear, like, this is a thing. this is definitely a thing. This is not snake oil. This is not placebo. This is not any of it. This is a very, very real technological breakthrough. And then from there, it was just about communicating.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
It's here, the Uinta Golf Black Friday sale event with special savings in every department. Save on select TaylorMade, Callaway, and Cobra clubs. Save 20% off GreenTech footwear, 20% off all apparel, and 20% off select golf bags. Shop in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com during the Black Friday sale this Friday through Monday. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Continuing with our guest, CEO at Lab Golf, Sam Hahn. And we've been talking about kind of how this got started. Let's just get right to the technology. I mean, to cut to the chase, were all the other putters done wrong to this point in time? Or do you adopt the philosophy that there's a better way to do it, but every golfer is so different that maybe it's not for everybody, or maybe there's a reason why they have certain, you know, so many club manufacturers for different kinds of clubs. Where do you kind of fit on that? Because for me, it was a light bulb moment when I realized that I had been manipulating the putter, and now all I have to do is line it up and make the stroke. Now, again, I'm not a pro golfer. I don't take the time to be perfect at it. But for the most part, if I get that thing online, it feels like it almost swings itself and it goes. And that's a fun feeling. Like, it makes a hard sport more fun. And to me, that's a win. So I have a hard time thinking I'm ever going to go away from this thing. But that said, what's your thoughts technologically? Why this took so long to kind of become adopted, and now you're being copycatted? And was everything else wrong, or is it just different? That's a big question. Sorry about that.
No. It's, I mean, we talk about this all the time here. And, you know, there's, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that 100% of everybody that's ever bought a lab putter had a, you know, remarkable experience with it and putts better. And it breaks my heart when I see it. You know, I see people online saying, you know, bought this thing, tried it, didn't work for me. Most of the time, I know why. You know, the habits and philosophies and instruction that we've all had is designed around managing torque and managing the club face. And so there is a bit of a departure in mentality from, you know, from what we've learned in the past to how best to use these things. I would say that like just now, just this last year or so, we're starting to get buy-in from the instruction community, where for a really long time, they were the last people on board. And the theory basically being, no, you need torque to tell you where the putter face is. And without, you know, that twisting and some of that resistance somewhere, you sort of, you know, lose feel. I don't buy it. I definitely accept that there are people who are used, like particularly at the super, you know, high-end professional level, these people absolutely use torque to tell them where the putter face is because that's what they've trained themselves into and that's why they're so good. They don't need it. If they wanted to make the change, but it is a change, and professional golfers don't like hearing that they got to make changes in order to, you know, unlock technology. Why would they change what's, you know, gotten them to where they are? For the rest of us schmoes, you know, like we, whether we realize it or not, for the most part, what I see is amateurs treat their putters as though they were designed the way that ours are. They treat their putters as though all they have to do is just kind of swing it back and swing it through and it should arrive, you know, where it started and send the ball down the line. I think that if you asked, you know, a very experienced fitter or, you know, a high level coach 2 years ago, I think they'd say lab golf is helping to complete the 360 degrees of where a face is oriented. We've got toe down and you've got face up and now we've got toe up and nobody's really explored toe or face down, you know, but the Dandy did and a couple others in the past. And so they would have at best put it in as like another option. I vehemently disagree with that. I mean, and I've seen it before my own eyes. And there's some people, they plug and play immediately. As far as like the whole stroke type thing, I mean, one of the craziest things that we see is for doing nothing other than using the putter, somebody will come into our studio here, get fit for a putter. Let's say they have excessive face to path rotation. And by doing nothing other than just using the putter for 2 weeks, they come back and we test them again and it's reduced. And they don't even know that it is. So stroke types in my mind are derivative of the putters that we've been using. Stroke types are created out of certainly some biomechanics and some realities of our, you know, body types, hand size, grips, and all that stuff. But a lot of it, a lot of why people open and close the blade, you know, I mean, your dad, you know, even though talked about square to square a whole lot, there was, you know, at least as I understand it, quite a bit of face rotation. They needed to hear, they needed to feel as much resistance as is possible in order to sort of attack the torque profile of their putters. Now you just don't have to do any of that. Now you don't even think about the face. You just pull the shaft back and let it do its thing. So, and I'm sorry for the really long answer here, but the let's say a spider putter or toe hang mallet putters typically have the highest torque output. So let's call that a 10, you know, a flow neck two ball or something like that is a 10 and lab is a zero. I think the space, between zero and three is where the let's tailor this thing to you space exists. I don't think that 4 through 10 is helping anyone. And lab will continue to explore that and how best to fit people and accommodate people and their idiosyncratic strokes and bad habits and all that stuff.
So your face angle, it needs to be square at impact to be able to make more putts. Lie angle, tell me about lie angle and also tell me about the grips, the press grips that you guys use.
Yeah, great question. On the grips, lie angle. look, you know, unfortunately, the golf industry has gotten. I don't mean this as insulting to the number of extraordinary professionals and manufacturers and club designers that got us where we are. The, you know, advancement is in equipment, particularly this last 35 years, has just been amazing. But there are points at which most manufacturers need to make hard choices around, are we going to try to accommodate everybody, or are we going to run everything right up the middle? Putters are no exception, where they're all between 33 and 35 inches, and they're all 70 or 71 degrees. And if you golf enough and you're in the know, yeah, you know, somebody can bend your putter for you. But like, I was an avid golfer and I had no idea I could get my putter bent until like 2 years before lab. And everybody's a little different, and their hands are different, and their I have big hands, very long forearms, short biceps, and that makes it, you know, for low hands for me. And there was, you know, every time I set down a putter, I'd see it off the rack. If I just gripped it naturally, the toe was way off the ground, 3, 4, 5 degrees. Like, I, most of my putters are at 66 degrees, which is 4 or 5 degrees flat, depending upon the manufacturer, and nobody will make me that putter. And so we just wanted to make sure that all of the golfers didn't have to get into some box and grip it and stand like Tiger and whatever. We've got some great stories of some people with some wild setups who used to never putt even remotely well, and then you give them a putter that actually fits them and fits how they want to stand, not how their instructor wants them to stand, because this isn't a full driver swing where we need to maximize ground pressure and this and that. It's freaking putting. We're just trying to roll a ball, you know, into a small little hole here. Like, we don't need to be in these incredibly, you know, athletic positions. We can stand how we want to stand. So yes, we prioritize people's length and lie. And then our manufacturing process, the reason our putters are so expensive is that if you change any one of those factors, length, lie, grip, swing weight, anything, it ultimately changes the torque profile of the putter. So every single putter needs to be hand balanced, and there's no way around it. And yep, that's, you know, that's why we do what we do. Remind me your other question.
Press grips.
So this is the one, by the way. This is the putter that where the head fell off. The original Reno 2.1 with our fishhook logo on there, and
yep. Love it. Oh,
Bill's signature up on the flange.
That's cool.
So the you know, Bill knew he wanted to make a super, super stable club head, so that's why he made it big. And then the technology starts with locating the shaft in proximity to the center of the mass, which, as we can see, is way behind the face.
Thank you for listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Kapp.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.